Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick with Homes and Hops. I know I've been on hiatus for a little bit, but this was definitely worth the reason coming back. And I'm here with
Justin Coffin with the 330 Sports Show.
And we are here with
Joe Midlick with the Youngstown Marathon.
And he is the reason why we're here. So a few weeks ago, Joe reached out to me about an event, a new event in Youngstown.
In fact, this is the official announcement today,
yes,
right now.
Nice. Which is pretty amazing. So first, Joe, actually, like, yeah, let's crack open the beer first. First, Penguin City.
You got it.
Let's cheers. Am I the only one who
did open up? I already started.
He started drinking already.
I mean, I'm telling you guys.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. There, I drank mine before. So we are here with Joe and Joe's first big announcement, which I am very excited about, is what, Joe?
It is this. On June 24th at the Campfield Fairgrounds, we are putting on the Taste of Youngstown 5K and 0.00K.
So just in case there are those out there that don't know what a 5K is, let's explain that. That is running through the fairgrounds for how many miles?
3.1 miles.
So the 0.00, yes. How far do you have to run?
Zero. Okay. So here's the deal.
I feel like this is the most inclusive race ever performed in this area.
It is. It's the first time we've ever done anything like this. So the race is all through the fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. And throughout the race, we're going to have trivia questions regarding the city of Youngstown, as well as people from Youngstown. And then at the end of the race, we'll have a form where you could fill it out. And then, you know, we'll have a grand prize winner. In addition to that, the really cool thing is at the end of the race, we're having food associated with Youngstown. And we're having Briar Hill Pizza, we're having pierogies, we're having hot peppers and oil. We're having this huge, huge, huge cookie table. I think we're up to 600 cookies now.
Oh my God.
It's growing. We're having blueberry donuts from White House Farms, DeRusso sausage, the famous monkey salad from Antone's. So once again, this is a sampling of food. It's not like we're serving you dinner. So, and most importantly, Penguin City is our beer sponsor. All right, yeah. Cheers.
Look at that,
that.
Ironically, we're drinking right. Penguin City right now.
We're also having wedding soup from Tringhese Italian Store. Mm-hmm. All these folks are donating enough food for 700 runners.
Wow.
So that's what we're hoping for, expecting. So these folks have been fantastic.
There's so many things I love about this race. Mm-hmm. Number one, Youngstown food and running. I do like running, but justification for the Youngstown food.
Exactly.
And I love the fact that you said that with all this food that it is just the bite, because I wish that with every restaurant that I went to, because I do, I like eating a lot.
A sampling.
Love it. If like my big thing is like, I wish somebody would open up a restaurant called Just a Bite.
Good idea.
Like a tapas place.
Yes, but even smaller. But the problem is I don't think monetarily it might work out for the restaurant owner because of food waste or whatever. But if I could have it my way, I would have Just a Bite. And this sounds perfect.
And at the end of the race, we're also having music by Bob and John. And they play a wide variety of music like the Beatles, the Eagles, Elton John. So you can be sitting there eating, drinking, standing, listening to some music, dancing to some music. So this is going to be a fun time. And like I said, 0.00 are for the folks that don't want to run and just come and eat and drink and enjoy the festivities.
Now, do they get to partake in the trivia?
Yes, absolutely they do.
So let's go back to the trivia.
You're not going to ask me a couple of these, are
no,
you?
No. Number one, can we phone a friend? Can we collaborate with other runners?
Cell phones.
So there's no way. This is like when you go to a bar and they have trivia night. It's similar to that.
Right.
But there's a team. Can we have a team? Can we sign up as a team for this?
You could sign up, but you know, whoever wins the grand prize.
Are you in?
I'm in.
You in?
Right. I'm in.
So we can.
You can handle the running part. I'll handle the trivia part.
You can run too.
I can do the 5K. I can do the 5K.
And Justin's a faster runner than I am too. Let me just throw that out there.
But I do not have the mental willpower to handle the full marathon in October. So.
Well, Justin, there's only about a half marathon.
Yeah, I'm still not quite there yet either.
You just got to run with people.
I can do the 5K. That's not an issue.
So is there any time limit with the 5K?
No time limit because people aren't going to be walking too. So it's run and walk. Mm-hmm. So just enjoy yourself there. So
this all got started. How?
Back in November of last year, I ran in the Pittsburgh 10 miler. And throughout that race, at every mile, they had a stop that had something associated with Pittsburgh. It could have been pierogies. It could have been some of their French fries and maybe sports folks. And I'm running and I'm thinking, you know what? Youngstown could do this and could even do it better because of our city.
Like better than Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Because of our city, there's so many different pockets with so many different ethnics. You have like the Slovaks from Lansingville, Italians from Briar Hill and Smoky Hollow. It's all spread out through Campbell and Greek. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is hit all of those pockets and have their specialty of food there.
Sure. That would be amazing. So let's see what some food that, so Joe brought us a bunch of food.
Yes, a lot of food here.
Which I'm going to have, because I still do have to run today. So I need to be cognizant of how much I do consume while I run.
You have to take a little sample of each, a bite and just put it to the side.
Okay? That's perfect. Okay. So what do you got?
So let's start out with Pizza Joe's Briar Hill Pizza. What's more Youngstown than Briar Hill?
Here. Right? Save plates.
Got it. I got some napkins here.
Look at this. Joe's fully prepared.
So
you're better than I am.
While you're doing this, some of the trivia stuff.
Yeah.
Is that so for the runners that are actively running, are they going to stop and answer questions?
There'll be a form at the end.
At the end.
So they could fill it out there. So we don't want you guys to stop and fill it in and think about it.
Oh, so we still have to PR.
If you want, yes. Or folks that want to walk.
So it will be a timed race.
Yeah, it's timed by us, CycleSol Racing. So if you want to go for your PR and a nice flat race, go for it.
Okay.
So we're having Pizza Joe's Briar Hill Pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
That's not
Justin.
That's more than just a bite.
Well, then you could only
thank you.
I love Briar Hill Pizza.
You and me both.
So does anybody know the history of Briar Hill Pizza?
I do not.
I do not. You know what? I was over at, is it St. Joe's that's right over there?
Right there,
That was the first time I'd ever been over there the other day. And it's just cool. It's a little neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, the church is there. And, you know, you have all the Italian, paraphernalia and stuff over there. It's just really a cool area that's kind of like tucked away. Mm-hmm. So, and obviously the bocce's over there. They got the bocce courts and stuff like that. So very, very neat.
We're pretty big on bocce here.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
Yeah,
we are.
Huge.
In fact, there was a song by a gentleman by the name of Alex Bevan.
Okay.
And he did a song called Another Joke on Cleveland Blues. And as he sings through it, he's talking about the different pockets of Cleveland. Also with Little Italy and Farmer being Little Poland and their Little Jewish town there too.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about that and I'm thinking about our map and it's almost the same thing as Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we do have a little Poland here too.
We do. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't forget the Irish. What's it called? We have our own little Hell's Kitchen here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
It is.
I assume you're Irish of descent.
I mean, honestly, no, I'm not. I'm half Irish. I'm half German, half Irish.
Okay.
But my mom, who was the predominant, she raised us. She's full-blooded Irish.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. You didn't mess with her. Like, she's 5 foot, and I would never, ever cross her. I mean, I came close a couple times, but, like, I knew whatever threat she made, she was going to follow through.
Are you an only child?
Oh, no. I have a brother.
Okay.
I have an older brother.
I'm probably one of
the only
few
girl, though.
Of course you are.
I'm the only niece, the granddaughter.
I have a little bit of Irish and a little bit of German, but I'm probably one of the minorities. I'm mostly full-blooded English.
You are.
So, yeah. You are a minority. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And me,
that's
I'm
pretty cool.
I'm 50% Russian and 50% Italian.
Interesting.
So. That is also interesting. Yeah. I haven't heard that combination, but hey,
one thing I learned to do is
control
my temper.
We're a melting pot here in the United States.
It is truly a melting pot.
Yeah, it is. What I also want to pass out is
Is this all like great food for Lent season as well? I feel like, is there any meat involved?
Did you give up anything here?
No, I didn't give up anything.
Yeah, I did not either. Unfortunately, I should have.
I didn't give up anything. I think I say to my kids when they ask, it's like, remember that one time I was going to yell at you and I didn't? That's what I gave up.
And I did not give up anything either. But what I promised myself to do something good for somebody I don't know.
That's I love that.
That's so, I like that better.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, me too.
Do a good deed.
Right. In fact,
do a good deed.
A friend of mine, she told me that she gave up swearing. I said, wait a minute. Swearing is like one of the Ten Commandments. You're not supposed to be doing that initially. I said, that's like me giving up being a serial killer. It's the same thing.
Like, wait a second. I've literally had 13 years of Catholic school education. Is swearing against, is that?
Thou shalt not use God's name in vain.
Okay. Oh, that's his name.
Right, his name, right, yeah.
Now.
But I could drop the F-bomb whenever I want.
Oh, absolutely. Here's what's always confused me. I know we're off topic on Lent.
Oh, no.
So last Friday was... You were allowed to eat meat. Did you hear that?
Well, no.
So the Vatican went at one point in time, went back and retracted and did say you can eat meat now during the Lent season.
Right.
And then they went back and said, yeah, no.
I didn't hear the retraction. I just heard
no meat on Friday. I mean, honestly, I think for a lot of people, it's all about like what you can sustain from, refrain from for God and the sacrifices I had made. Now, I'm also one of those people that are like, the only reason why it happened to begin with is because they had a surplus of fish. but that's rationale.
Now, like Lent's kind of like coming to an end, but like this is something that maybe for someone that's not a runner, someone that's right now at the 0.00, you can slowly work your way up to that.
Absolutely.
5K,
yeah.
So
we're really trying to make this a family affair. You know, like the great American philosopher Sly Stone said, it's a family affair. And that's what we're trying to do here. So
that's great.
Yep. What I do, I do want to tell you a quick story about Lent.
Okay.
One of my closest friends, he's my dentist, his mother-in-law passed away a few years ago. And the same group goes to the Cleveland Indians home opener every year. So we're sitting at the luncheon and Bill goes to me, we have to talk to the priest. I said, Bill, why? He goes, come on. And so I went with him. He sits down and talks to the priest. He goes, hey, Father, you know, opening day is on Good Friday. Mm-hmm. He goes, now we understand, but we read that Jesus dies on the cross at 3:00. And that's when he's taken down. So when that's happened, is Good Friday over? And can we now have hot dogs at the home opener?
That's actually a really good question.
But the priest goes, Bill, no.
And
I mean, I feel like he found a loophole.
Right.
And he said for the Cleveland Indians game, there won't be an Indians game this year. It'll be Guardians.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
It is the Guardians.
So technically, there's another loophole.
Right.
How many times do you find yourself like slipping and saying
Indians? I still say Indians.
You know what? Baseball really soured me with the lockout and stuff. So I've been focused on off-season football stuff and basketball.
Oh my gosh. Tonight's the night. Who do you guys think is going to win? The championship. What is it?
It's the men's championship game.
The March Madness thing.
Yeah. This year, like I felt like it was anybody's, you know, tournament with, especially if you looked at my bracket, there's more red X's than green teams moving on.
Right.
But I'm going to ride with North Carolina, even though I think Kansas will probably win.
That's who I
pick. Want North Carolina to win. So
it's Kansas.
I'm gonna go North Carolina, but I think Kansas will win. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, so, it does. Yeah. I'm gonna have you guys try some of these hot peppers and oil. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
You also brought pierogies?
I did.
I'm a sucker for pierogies.
That'll be next.
Okay. And hot peppers and oil.
We have a group of guys that get together every year, September, late August, and there's about 14 of us, and we all can peppers. Drink beer, watch football, and make fun of each other.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, it's great.
We made about 140 jars this year.
Oh,
so
nice.
These peppers, this was about 10 years ago. My daughter was at a Relay for Life, right? And she calls me and goes, hey, Dad, they're having a pepper contest. Can I take one of your jars? I said, sure, Court, go ahead, right? So we were up against like 22 other jars, okay? And we took first place.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
These are now awesome. Known as the McDonald's Blue Ribbon Peppers.
There you go.
So
love it.
I'm going to get a little fork here and have you guys try these. I brought some crackers and cheese. Would you like a cracker and cheese with the peppers?
Yes, please.
I'll take a little bit.
So I will say for those that don't know how to make true hot peppers and oil, such as myself, White House Farms does have like the powder mix or whatever mm-hmm. that gives you the instructions. You put like a tablespoon or two of the seasoning in with the hot peppers and oil, and voila.
And I saw, and I mean, I know you're friends with him. Doesn't Canzanetta over here?
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't
yes.
He
his
do it as
his
well?
Are amazing as well. Yes. That's his brother.
Okay.
He does. Okay. Like, I mean, it's amazing. And each place, their hot peppers and oil they vary from
they
each
do.
Place. Like, I'm sure yours is different from the other ones that we have.
Oh, absolutely.
But I also love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can have like a smorgasbord
yeah.
of hot peppers and oil.
Yes.
And I'm all for it. I love spice. So
oh, me too.
Let me shift the conversation real quick while
yeah.
you're doing this too.
Okay,
sure.
So where do you guys, as someone that's a very novice runner, now mm-hmm. I do something with jogging, walking, running every day.
Okay.
At least 15 minutes. But I am not a long distance person by any means. I'm usually 1 to 2 miles, you know, mm-hmm. somewhere in that range, whether
you
it's walking,
jogging. You
finish
1 to 2 miles in 15 minutes?
Well, I can do 1 mile walking in 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, okay.
But 2 miles, I could probably do 2 miles jogging in about
quite a pass around.
15 to 20.
Okay.
But where do you guys get the mental stamina? What is your trick? Because to me, I think it's more of a mental hurdle than it is a physical.
To me, the key, more than anything else, is getting your breathing down.
Okay.
To me, that's the most important thing. And I generally don't get that down until after the first mile.
Okay.
Then after the first mile, I have my breathing down. I feel more comfortable, just like you. I have my earbuds on. I start mm-hmm. listening to music. Then I get that rhythm. There's certain songs
or your stride.
Yeah, certain music I listen to run with. And that's what I do.
My very first guest on my very first show, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, Melanie and Julie, but she is a marathon runner.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me it's always like for her, the challenge is that mile 18. She's like, once I can get past 18.
For the marathon?
Like,
yes.
Before that, I'm good. And after that, I'm okay. But it's like that 18, 19 hurdle.
It's 22.
So what do you guys do to get past that like little bump in the road?
Well, you might as well, you have to finish.
You just gotta suck it up.
At that
yeah,
point.
Damn, I'm not turning around.
Right at that point,
yep.
you're walking
right.
or running.
Right.
Run,
yep.
And the more you run, the faster it'll be over.
Exactly.
But I mean, for me, like when you're talking about it and like the mental hurdle,
yeah,
it's my like running is mentally therapeutic for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, breathing. Or not breathing, I think that I utilize it as my escape.
Okay.
It's how I deal with the stress, the pressure, mm-hmm. everything that we all have, because I know I'm not the only one in life that we go through. It's my opportunity to throw on a podcast,
mm-hmm.
throw on a book, music, whatever it may be, and just go. Okay. And that's why I also can't do treadmills. Versus the outdoors.
Yeah.
Like I will, like if I'm training for something,
sure.
I'll do a treadmill.
Okay.
But really what I need is I need the outdoors. I need to be able to escape.
And you're seeing different things
yes.
as well.
Like that's why I do
okay.
it.
Okay. What do you, now you said podcasts and books and stuff.
Yeah.
No music?
No, I do listen to music
okay.
too.
So do you get something with a beat that you can
oh, no.
like,
My, like it depends on what mood I'm
okay.
in. I could be listening to Hamilton I love Hamilton. Or I'll go to like sappy music that is like, okay. like how is this keeping you going? To like, I'll listen to like, what is it, the top 20 and go from there.
I go more old stage, like maybe OAR and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, nice.
And Dave Matthews.
I love how you just called OAR like old stage. All right. It wasn't Beatles. It was like OAR.
Another
they're younger than me.
One of the band members from Liberty, right?
Liberty, yeah. Yes. The Pizzo. Yes.
And was it the saxophone from Fort Bend?
Oh, I did not know that.
So they went to Ohio State.
Yep. Right.
And
I knew the Liberty. I'm from Fort Bend.
We
I
got
didn't
to
know
hang
Boardman
out with
one.
Them. Okay. They're great guys.
They are great guys.
They are really nice. But we got to hang out with them before. I mean, they were popular then, but I think they weren't. They're not at the level that they're at now.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Right, okay. Right. Yeah. And then, like I said before, the Taste of Youngstown registration is open now. And you could register on either the Youngstown Marathon website. It's also on Second Soul.
Excuse my crunch.
So you could go on to either one of those and register there.
And what's the price for entry?
Good question. For the 5K, it's $40. Mm-hmm. And that includes all the food and all the drinks.
That is so good.
Thank you. And for the 0.00, it's $35. And then for 12 and under is 25.
Okay.
So Joe also needs to tell us about the shirts.
Ooh.
Yes.
We're making two specific shirts. One is for the 5K, and it's going to be with the color green, go. And I'll throw out a little hint to it. You're going to see a lot of the little food characters running across the finish line. Okay.
Cool is that? That is cool.
And then the other one, the 0.00, is going to be a red shirt for stop. And you'll probably see those same characters sitting and eating instead.
Okay. I like it.
So it's good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Could you pass one of those crackers? With
yeah.
Peppers?
He's like, I would like a hot pepper.
Here, that, this one is untouched right there.
No problem.
I haven't finished the other
gotcha.
One.
Gotcha.
So you mentioned you got thank this you. Idea from doing the race in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a whole team on this. Sorry, I'm asking you a question as you're eating. But like, so you guys have a whole team. And do you want to give anybody a shout out on your board or anything like that?
Well, it's the whole Youngstown Marathon. Everybody from the president on down, we're all involved in this. I don't want to name all 10 members, but
that's
there's
fine.
A bunch there. We have our key sponsors, excuse me, of Huntington Bank and Mercy Health and Second Soul. They're our key sponsors. And then obviously our food sponsors. I mean, Pizza Joe's has been fantastic. DeRusso's, Gia Russo's, Tringese's, Italian Market. They've been all fantastic to us.
So is there an opportunity for more people to sponsor the race?
Oh, absolutely. Just give me, sponsorship at youngstownmarathon.com. Just send me an email and I'll respond. We're also going to be, speaking of that, of sponsoring, we're going to have those A-frame signs up with all the trivia questions. So you could sponsor one of those signs and have the topper there.
Can we come up with a question?
Sure. Absolutely. I'm going to throw out a question to you, okay?
Uh-oh. Oh, crap. Go ahead.
Even Joe could play if he wants. This ice cream on a stick company started in Youngstown.
Good Humor Bar.
In 1920. I didn't even finish it.
Nice.
All right, give me another one.
Okay. I'll give you one more. This Youngstown State graduate.
Oh, now I don't know.
Was an astronaut on the Columbia and Endeavor flights.
Oh, boy.
I don't have my phone near me.
That's cheating. I'm not going to tell you if you don't know it.
Yeah, so, no, that's
because that's one of the questions.
Okay. So what Youngstown YSU graduate was on the
was
shuttle?
An astronaut on the Columbia and Endeavor flights, both of them.
Gosh, I don't know.
Anyone
who is listening in right now, please comment on the answer.
Did you go to Youngstown State?
I did go to Youngstown State.
So did I.
But I was a political science major.
You weren't in the astronomy program.
I was in the arts and science department.
Right.
Not the science department.
Well, we do have a lot of good local trivia.
Oh, we do.
Whether it's sports or food or history. There's absolutely a ton of good stuff around here.
Yep.
We have a lot of great history. And I truly do feel that every day, and I remember speaking with Bill Lawson, who like spearheads the Tyler history and the how much information that they have historically. Because my whole thing is it's like right now, we're in history. Like how do they determine what they're gonna hold on to?
Right.
That in 50 years from now, people are gonna be looking back and looking at what's happening now.
Like, you guys didn't do anything for 2 years.
50 years from now, they're gonna talk about how this was the spot that originated everyone's favorite 5K or non-movement.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yep.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's crazy.
It is. It is.
Wanna try pierogi next?
I do. I 100% do. I have a friend that her and her mom and her grandma like we'll have a pierogi making day. And she did try to teach me once, but I feel like I'm better at eating them than making them.
And the pierogies are from Lena's Pierogi House in Hubbard. And they have like 33 different varieties of pierogies.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. So we got the potato ones.
Which are perfect. So does that mean it's a little Irish with the potato in it?
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
Here we go.
You know the old saying about an Irish seven-course meal, right?
It's just meat and potatoes?
It's a six-pack and a potato. You want one or you want to cut
just
it in half?
Just one, please. And I'm going to be...
You got to fuel up for your run. Yeah, sure, I'll do one. I like how you have all the different areas represented, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. You need a fork, don't you?
Yes, please. Although I was about to just pick it up and eat it because I don't have it.
All right. I have another novice running question.
Sure.
So, you know, I would consider myself definitely not advanced, but like kind of in the middle. You know, I'm not someone that, you know, I'm someone that can do a 5K, but I'm not to the marathon level. Now, someone that's maybe trying to break into running a little bit too, what would be the number one simplest way to do it? Like, is it a good pair of shoes? Is it start slow and then break in faster? What do you think good rule of thumb is for someone new?
For someone new in going into long distance?
Let's say for going from the couch to a 5K.
Yeah.
I think the first thing you need to do is, I'm going to sell these guys, is go to Second Sole and see a couple of guys there and fit you to the shoes that best fit you on the way you walk.
Okay.
Okay.
That is true, because if you don't have properly fitted shoes, like you could end up with plantar fasciitis.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
There's so many different things that can happen with your feet because you didn't take that extra step by going to a place like Second Sole that does actually, they have you test the shoe, through the shoe versus going to a department store or larger, and it's like you just go
as
in and
someone
buy
that once had plantar fasciitis.
So did I.
It feels like you're being stabbed in the foot when you get
and
out
it takes
of bed.
Forever
bed
to
in
heal.
The morning. Yeah. Yeah. See, I like Mark Lipinski there or Josh Boggs.
Yes.
Those two guys, they'll just watch you walk and they know what brand of shoe to get you.
Okay.
So that's where I would start there.
Well, and you know, it's an investment too, because good shoes aren't cheap, but the long term benefits are so much worth it.
You should also get two pairs.
Interesting. Okay.
And then you switch them off every day. So then the sole could expand again.
Hmm.
So then you have more cushion.
Look at all these tips. Yeah, I like
see?
It.
Yeah.
So we'll see you out on the trails shortly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can do the 5K.
Yeah.
I can do the 5K. Probably not as fast as Lisa, but we'll see.
No, clearly you.
Joe and I are in.
So you guys are in for the Taste of Youngstown, June 24th?
Sure. Yep. We're in.
Good.
We're
good.
In. Maybe we'll do maybe we could do a live podcast down from there too.
Maybe we could put a GoPro on you guys and then do the live broadcast that way as you're running through.
I will say the one of my biggest running regrets ever was the night before the 4th of July, so July 3rd, Went out with a bunch of friends that came in town.
I did the Canfield.
Well, I did the Canfield 4 miler the next day. After,
which is like the hottest race ever. Yeah,
exactly. So I finished in 40 minutes. So a 10-minute mile. But good. I also had about 15 drinks the night before.
Yep.
So I was swearing by mile two.
Oh, yeah. and that race is deceivingly hard.
It is.
Like, you don't think about,
there's
like
a lot of hills.
The incline, especially at the last, like, 2 miles, it's a lot.
Oh,
It's a fun race. If I had my choice, I'd make it earlier in the day.
Right.
Because it is July. But I understand that their reasoning is to connect it with the parade.
Right.
Right.
Although I feel like kids would get up early to go grab candy at 9 a.m. if they had a choice.
You spoke about drinks.
Yes.
Okay. I think I told you this.
You did in Ireland.
Right. So my wife and I signed up to do the Marathon of Dublin, Ireland. Okay. I've done a marathon in Rome, Italy, Anchorage, Alaska, Sydney, Australia, but I signed up to do this one here, right?
What a cool way to see the city.
Oh, it is. So we land in Dublin, okay, and I rented a car, which I should have never done in my life. Everything is on the opposite end. And we went from Dublin to the Cliffs of Moher, which is normally a 3-hour drive. It took us 6 hours.
Okay.
I went around the city of Dublin 5 different times and paid the same toll, 5-10 I didn't know where to get off.
Yeah.
I finally got off and we're going down. My wife is yelling at me the whole time going down there. And we saw the Cliffs of Moher. It's beautiful. The following day we head back, right? So we're in downtown Dublin and I can't find a hotel. And my wife is yelling at me more, right? So she's really smart.
We've been on this trip before.
She's really smart. And she flags down a taxi cab, right?
Yeah,
from the car. And the taxi cab comes up and she goes, listen, we're trying to find this hotel. If you could lead us there, we'll pay you the fare. He goes, no, it's easy to get there. I'll tell you. He goes, you don't understand my husband. That's not going to work. He goes, if you want, I'll jump out of this car and go into your car. He goes, just follow me. Right.
Right.
So I followed him there and I get out and walked over. I shook his hand. I said, I got to give you a tip. You really helped me out. He goes, no, no problem. I said, listen, you just saved my marriage. You have no idea what it was like in that car. All right. So I gave him a tip. We checked in. We went to go get a bite to eat because the next day's a marathon.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
On the way back, Donna goes, let's stop at a pub and get a beer. So we could both cool down. I said, you need to cool down. So we go to this pub and they find out that I'm from the States and I'm running the marathon tomorrow, right?
Sure.
Justin, I did not buy another beer. It just kept coming and coming and coming, right?
Oh, man.
It got to be like around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to talk to my wife saying, let's get out of here. Pardon me?
It
was Guinness, right? I just went to talk to my wife and said, let's get out of here. My wife is no longer next to me. She's up on stage doing an Irish jig with people she doesn't know, just dancing away. I said, I'm in trouble, right?
Man.
So we finally get out of there, and my alarm goes off at 6 a.m. And I wake up, and I look at Donna. I said, Donna, my eyes are not smiling. I can't run this thing today. 16 weeks of training for nothing except beer drinking, okay? Then she goes,
I mean, you went to Ireland. That's not that bad.
And then she goes, are you going to go pick up your shirt? I said, no. She goes, you'll probably get lost anyways. So what we did that day is we went to the Guinness plant and drank more. Honest to God, true story.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you did the 0.00.
I did zero. You got it for the marathon. You got it.
Yep. But I do like the idea, and I kind of do that too when I sign up for Ragnar's and everything like that. Go, like signing up at different destinations, so then you get to see the place.
Oh yeah.
You run, you see the place. You're able to.
And it is.
It's like a justification for the travel.
Sure.
So
yep.
I mean,
I agree.
Not that I really need it, but still, it's nice.
I'm going to pass out some soup, wedding soup.
So are the hot peppers and oil that are you going to, like, is it Papa Canzanetta's that will be there? Is it, like, other local restaurants that will have
the peppers? Most of them are from my friends that we've all did this together. And we're doing a backup from Giant Eagle, who's going to be donating some hot peppers and oils from them, too.
Okay.
So we're going to have the backup. The initial ones.
I didn't know the GE had that.
I did not either.
Well, it's really from Gio Russo's, but we won't tell you.
Oh, okay.
So,
I mean, that's
so
local.
Most of them are homemade ones like these.
Okay.
So it's going to be fun.
Okay.
I'll pass out some soup.
Look at the containers too.
It's so warm. It's a good thing it's raining outside.
Here, you better hold on to the pink one.
It doesn't matter. Blue,
so we'll separate it.
You know, I actually bought four of everything. One for you, cute. Joe, too.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, why is Joe allowed to have the soup? Now, wedding soup's obviously an Italian tradition. Does anyone know where that came from?
I have no idea. I just know it's a Youngstown thing. It's an Italian thing.
So it must be a regional.
Yeah.
It must be regional because wedding soup is actually not that popular in a lot of other areas in the United States. Like I can tell you the DC area, it's not huge. Same thing with New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very big. I've never went to San Francisco and asked for wedding soup before.
Yeah, no.
But there are certain places, in all honesty, that I really won't go to an Italian restaurant because of the Italian food that I've had here.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, that's how I feel. The only place I would go is maybe to compare, like, the pizza.
That's really good.
Isn't this good?
It is very really good.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, New York pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Oh.
Although I can't really get down with the Chicago deep dish.
I can't either. I'm not.
Me neither.
It's too much.
I'm like a fold it in half kind of guy. Like, I like that. And
have you ever tried? So I guess even Connecticut has their own pizza.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do.
As well.
And then Detroit does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the sauce on the top. And.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I don't know. Like New York pride in their pizza and bagels is. It's just like us with our hot peppers and oil, our wedding soup, our Briar Hill.
Our cookie tables.
Oh, yes. The cookie tables. It's funny. When I got married, we, of course, had the cookie table. Mm-hmm. And everybody loved the tradition of, like, they were like, oh, this is great, the cookie table. I personally, during my own wedding, hated it because of the coordination of, like, getting the donation of the cookies, sure. Figuring everything out. Because you had, like, every like auntie and every like everybody like calling you asking you about cookies and you're like, I don't want to do.
You got to put somebody in charge.
Just bring
exactly good delegation.
But I definitely enjoy going to all weddings and going to the cookie
and get
table.
The little baggies to put the cookies in the baggies and take
and
them
then
home.
It's also like, how far can you stack the little plate that you get?
Right.
Right. They'd be like, oh, I'm bringing it to the table.
And that's like the perfect post race. Snack.
It is.
Isn't it though?
Too, you know?
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
I agree.
So we
what
have
else you got?
Two more things.
We got some of the, we'll go with the cookies next.
I guess I don't have to eat dinner tonight either.
How can you have a cookie table without Buckeyes and clothespins?
Oh.
Those are my favorite.
Those are
I am going
everybody's
to eat the entire clothespin.
Those are I'll everybody's
take,
favorites.
I'll take one Buckeye here. Thank you.
Yeah. If you want to take all those home, you can.
No, I don't. Like, I do, but I don't.
Oh, this is so good.
Isn't that soup really good?
Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Clothespin cookies are by far the best cookie ever.
I agree.
I'm
saying
solid.
It now.
I agree.
I was in a chocolate mood, so I went Buckeye. You
sure.
Know, why not? Either way.
We're going to have a wide variety of cookies here. Like I said, the last count is at 600, and it keeps going.
So when are we going to be able to sign up for the race?
Right now.
There you go.
Right now, it's on the Youngstown Marathon. There's a drop down. It's on Second Soul.
Okay.
Or I should say, what is it? Not Second Soul, but help me out. here we go. It's on Second Soul, and it's on Run Sign Up, too.
Run
okay.
Sign Up. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
It's all there.
And your goal is 700 runners.
My goal is 700.
Okay.
Yep. And that's
700 runners or 700 people signing up?
700 participants.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
and I mean, really, you can have like, I mean, it's at the fairgrounds, so that's pretty big. So you can have like 1,000 people.
We do
participating.
Have the event hall rented out.
Okay.
So everything will be indoors after the race.
Mm-hmm.
So in case it's raining, the band can play away, and
it'll be nice.
Peninsula City will have their new beer trailer there, so it's going to be fun.
I think it'll be perfect.
It is.
And the last thing we have to test
is from White House Farms.
Oh boy.
Yes.
They're very famous blueberry donuts.
So you guys know that when the Giants went to the Super Bowl.
I heard about this story.
So can I break it up?
Absolutely, you could. You could get half the Justin, and you take half.
Yeah, half is perfect for me too.
There's
that's half. That's half.
I'll put my Buckeye in it too.
There you go.
So I'm just gonna let you know, I am that person in the office that does do this to the donuts that other people get really pissed off about. And I'm also that person who will take a bite out of the chocolate in the chocolate box and put it back.
No, you would.
I mean, how else are you supposed to know? And even with the cheat sheets, I don't like using the cheat sheets. I think it's more fun to take the bite and then be like, oh, I don't like that one, and then put it back. Well, this is so exciting. This is amazing. I'm very excited. Thank you so much. I'm truly honored that you wanted to come tell us. Oh, and
thank you for having me. Absolutely.
Yeah, great. And it was great meeting you. And I'm looking forward to it. And I think this will be a lot of fun.
Those donuts are so good, aren't
they? They are really good. So again, there's still an opportunity for people to not only sign up for the race, because it's just opening now, but an opportunity to still sponsor,
be a food sponsor, be a trivia sponsor. So we have a lot of opportunities.
And then we want to shout out to Second Soul, of course, as well as Huntington Bank for being the premier sponsors right now.
And Mercy Health.
Oh, and Mercy Health.
And we just signed with NovaCare, in which they're going to be our health and wellness expo again this year.
Oh, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Very nice.
Yep.
And there be opportunities for people when they sponsor to have little tables out there as well?
At the Taste of Youngstown? Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Because
only tables are for food tables. That, if you ain't bringing food,
we're going to have all the tables dedicated to food. So, so you guys can mingle around and talk to the cooks and everybody else there. So.
And then, of course, shout out to Penguin City. For being the beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Cheers, you guys.
As soon as I mentioned this to Aspasia, even before I got out 0.0, she goes, I'm in. I mean, it was like that.
Well, she actually posted the other day her running on the treadmill. So I expect Aspasia to actually run the 5K.
I expect her to. Yes.
She's sneaky athletic, I think.
Oh, she definitely is.
Sneaky athletic.
We might even get Richie to sing a couple songs with the band.
That would be super cool.
Yeah.
I've heard he's got a little musical background.
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
And this is June 24th.
June 24th, 6 o'clock at night.
Oh, even better.
I like that.
O'clock at night.
Yeah. And then we're going to party all night long at the Campfield Fairgrounds.
The food will be ready to eat at 6:30, so the runners could have a chance to eat, not for the 0.00 only. Yeah.
That's so true.
Yes, it is.
That's actually Penguin City for the marathon. So I ran the marathon, not the half. And by the time I got done with my race, even though I finished okay, all the beer, their special beer that they had was gone because half marathon runners.
I earned this.
I was really upset. Clearly, I'm holding on to this.
They had a beer called Latterman's Dark Lager.
Yes.
And it just flew out of there.
It was absolutely delicious. But Richie and Aspasia did bring it on 330 Sports.
Mm-hmm.
For your panel with the other women.
Yes.
And I was able to test it.
That was good.
It is super good.
Isn't it though?
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we missing anything?
Nope. But once again, you could sign up today at the Youngstown Marathon, as well as Second Soul Racing. And what was the other one? And the other one is
Run Sign Up.
Yep.
And we'll get you back on maybe in June, right before the race.
I would love that.
One of your panels and we'll talk
about
it.
And then I'll bring other food that we didn't try today.
Oh my goodness.
That's part of the reason we're actually
back. Can I co-host with you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Always remember, have a legendary run.
Thank you. Very nice. Legendary day.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.